Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Jalen Brunson is coming off one of the best regular seasons of his entire career. And I know come the postseason, he's going to show us another level. And a lot of people around the NBA are finally giving Brunson the respect he deserves. But somebody who always knew Brunson was going to be great has to be head coach Tom Thibodeau. And recently, he was speaking to the media about Brunson, and he made a legendary comparison for Jalen Brunson, comparing him to an NBA legend and a Nick great, Patrick Ewing. We're going to break down exactly what he said and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Head coach Tom Thibodeau compares Jalen Brunson to Patrick Ewing. Jalen Brunson is turning into a superstar right before our eyes. Yet again this season, he's averaging career highs in points and assists. Not only that, his playmaking has leveled up as well too. He has become a master at the bounce pass, finding everybody from Isaiah Hartenstein to Josh Hart to Dante DiVincenzo. It doesn't matter. He's become Curry-esque out there. He passes the ball, dolts to a corner, gets the ball back, either makes a three, makes a mid-range, or gets contact and goes to the line. Either way, he's making you pay. He absolutely is shocking everybody and becoming a player that New York Knicks fans can get behind and can immediately say he is an absolute superstar. But head coach Tom Thibodeau took it a little bit further because he's been here for it all. We got to remember, he saw Patrick Ewing when Patrick was rising to superstardom. The same thing could be said about Jalen Brunson. So when he's talking about the two and comparing the two, you absolutely have to listen. And that's exactly what happened in a recent media session with Tom Thibodeau and the press. Let's take a look at exactly what Tom Thibodeau stated about Brunson and this legendary comparison. Shout out to the New York Post Steph Bondi for giving us the following information. Tom Thibodeau, an assistant coach with the Knicks under Jeff Van Gundy, compared Brunson to Ewing, according to head coach Tom Thibodeau. When I was hired by Jeff on the first day, in the middle of the summer, it's 9 o'clock in the morning, and Patrick's already in there. Patrick wasn't running around telling people how hard he worked. You saw it every day. If you just came into the organization, you said, this is the way we do things. He continues by stating, I think the same thing holds true with Jalen. As soon as we signed Jalen, he was immediately in the gym. You could come in any day in the summer, and he's in at the same time. Full speed, great concentration. There's no fakeogram or Instagram or whatever they call it. Shout out to Tom Thibodeau and making these amazing comments about Brunson. Honestly, if it was anybody else saying this, I probably would have disregarded it. But because it's head coach Tom Thibodeau, somebody who has witnessed it all, you have to take what he said into account and you have to listen to it. And I believe it. I believe the work ethic part more than anything else. You can see it and you can hear it. Jalen Brunson is a leader. You can see his leadership. It jumps off the page. He does it based off what he says, how he acts on and off the court, but also the way he trains and the way he practices. You can tell with his shoulders. Those shoulders are not just given to you. It's not a God-given talent. You also have to work for it and you have to train for it. Jalen Brunson's game, if you look at it overall, it's a game that's been honed in and focused on and worked on each and every day. That's why a lot of people can understand him and get behind him because they understand the work, they see the work, and they understand everything they're witnessing right now is because of the work he puts in. And that's exactly what Tom Thibodeau was mentioning there. Patrick Ewing's work ethic was second to none. He was always in the gym, always practicing, and I think it's safe to say he was one of the main reasons the New York Knicks were so good in the 90s. But more than that, with Jalen Brunson, I think you could say the same thing in regards to his work ethic. He's a leader on this team. And when you see a leader in Jalen Brunson working on his craft each and every day, trying to get better, and even though he's reached greatness this season, you can hear him in each and every interview. I'm not done yet. I can do better. I can get better. There are things I can still do better. That is the mark of a great player, a legendary player, somebody that's likely going to be a superstar in this league for many, many years. However, for me, and this is just for me, I want to pump the brakes on the Brunson to Patrick Ewing comparison. And the only reason I want to do that is because I feel like Patrick Ewing's story has already happened. We saw it. We know how legendary he is, he was, and how he always will be revered by New York Knicks fans forever. We understand that. Jalen Brunson is in year two. And yes, he...
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks phenomenal. He looks legendary, actually. I'll give you that. However, he's still writing his story. We have no idea where he's going to take this Knicks team. What if he gets us multiple championships, becomes a multiple-time MVP, and does so many great things? It's going to change what we think about this comparison right now. He could end up being the greatest Knick of all time, or maybe not even come close to it. But as of right now, I think what's fair is to let Jalen write his own story and continue writing that story for the New York Knicks. And let's see how far he goes and what he does. And at the end of his career, when it's all said and done, we can look at the body of work he's done and compare it to Patrick's body of work. And then maybe we can make the comparison. Don't get me wrong. I understand what Tom Thibodeau is stating here, and I completely understand it. He's seen both players, so clearly he can speak on it. And I hear what he's saying. I appreciate it. I think all New York Knicks fans appreciate it. The work ethic that Jalen and Patrick have, that's what motivates a team. It motivates a franchise. When you see your leader working that hard, everybody else is going to buy in and try to do the same thing. And as a coach, when you have a player like that, it makes it very easy to get everybody else to buy into what you're doing, especially when that player has already bought in. It makes it very simple. So I'm very sure that Tom Thibodeau is grateful for Jalen Brunson, who he is, his impact, and what he means for this Knicks team. And he's not alone there. I think I speak for New York City when I say we all respect Jalen Brunson. We're happy he's a New York Knick. And we're happy he's going to be a New York Knicks player for many, many years. He deserves all the love, all the praise, and all the admiration because he's earned it with his play, his hard work, and everything he's done throughout his career. Nobody expected him to get here. He's always been the underdog. He's always been counted out. But you know what? Nobody's counting out Brunson anymore. Everybody's looking at him. They're focused on him, and they're trying to stop him. And the funny part about that is, the harder they try to stop him, he still figures out different ways to score, be impactful, and be effective. So basically what I'm saying is, no matter what you do to Brunson, you can't stop him. Brunson is becoming unguardable, and I gotta thank the NBA for that. Thank you for sending Brunson doubles and triple teams all year long, because not only has he figured it out, but now he's figured out a way to take advantage of it. Because of that playmaking he has, because of the bounce pass that he has, because of the personnel he has on this roster and the trust he has for those players, it makes the difference for everything he wants to do for this Knicks team. That's another reason why I fully believe this team is going to go very far in the postseason. Not only because of Jalen Brunson, because this entire team has bought in, they play unselfishly, and they play for each other. When you have a roster like that, anything is possible. Do not count out this Knicks team. If you do, I promise you, you're going to live to regret it, because they're going to make you regret it because of their great, amazing play. I can already see it now. Jalen Brunson, shuffle pass to Anunoby in the corner. Anunoby for three. Bang! I can't wait for playoff basketball. Can you already tell? I'm hyped for it. We're only a few days away, and I cannot wait to see Jalen Brunson and this Knicks team light up the Garden, because you know that's exactly what they're going to do. Based on work ethic, changing the culture, and being able to motivate your team, I can understand why Tom Thibodeau is comparing Jalen Brunson to Patrick Ewing. But as I said earlier, even though I understand that, and I absolutely respect Tom Thibodeau, what he's saying, the fact that he's seen it all, and honestly, this is something to admire. It's something great to hear that we have somebody similar to Patrick Ewing in the Garden again. That alone is great to hear. But let Jalen finish writing his story. Patrick already wrote his story, and it was great. I loved reading it. I loved watching it. I loved seeing it. Let Jalen do his thing. Let him write his story, continue writing his chapters, and at the end of it all, we can then make that comparison. But for right now, enjoy the ride. Enjoy the experience that is Jalen Brunson, because every single time you think you have him figured out, every single time you think you know what he's going to do, he changes the script on you and he makes you think again. I love watching Jalen Brunson play basketball. I'm happy he's our point guard, and I can't wait to see Jalen Brunson tear up the Garden this coming Saturday. But what about you guys? What do you think about Jalen Brunson and this comparison Tom Thibodeau gave him, comparing him to the legendary Patrick Ewing? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.